Hi there, everybody, and welcome back here for another Thursday bite-sized political podcast from yours truly. Thanks so much for downloading this, and let's spend the next few moments together talking about Donald Trump's views on gender wokery or wokeism. And I've got an excellent clip that I'm going to play you in a second. But first, before I do that, my thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring my podcasts. And do if you do one favor you could do me is if you just hit the link below to their website, it lets them see that interested in supporting them. Just click their website so they can see the traffic go from here to them. That would be great. Okay, back to Mr. Donald Trump. Well, this is a cracker of a short clip. It only lasts for 39 seconds, but I think in this clip, it does encapsulate why, despite his flaws, Donald Trump still represents easily our best hope and so much better than anything else have offered to us. And one of the key areas that should concern you as well as me is our children, protecting our children from some of the evil that lurks in this world, that wants to corrupt them, that wants to surgically mutilate them, that wants to twist their young minds, that wants to take sexual advantage of them, all those things which obviously repel and offend us. And here is Donald Trump saying, well, listen to what he has to say.
No serious country should be telling its children that they were born with the wrong gender, a concept that was never heard of in all of human history. Nobody's ever heard of this, what's happening today. My Department of Education will inform states and school districts that if any teacher or school official suggests to a child that they could be trapped in the wrong body, they will be faced with severe consequences, including potential civil rights violations. I will ask Congress to pass a bill establishing that the only genders recognized by the United States government are male and female, and they are assigned at birth.
No. There you go. Not much not to like about that, my friends. I'm sure you'll agree. And, you know, it's when Trump says things like this that we can all get a bit motivated and going, yeah, bring it on. This is what we want in the White House. He's making it really clear. There are only two genders, male, female. These are both assigned at the moment of birth. Any teacher or anyone in the public area domain who tries to tell children, oh, you may be in the wrong body. I mean, those people should be put straight away behind bars. They should be prosecuted and thrown out of any public sector role because they are basically grooming children. So I was delighted to see Trump, or to hear Trump say those things. And as I say, in terms of our society, the most fundamental thing we can ever do is to protect our children, the next generation. And they do need protection because under no doubt that, you know, the Satanists out there, you know, the Luciferians in high office, they want child sacrifice in every sense of the word. So they want to atomize their sense of identity. They want to make them feel uncertain as to what gender they may be, even though there's only two. But they want to say, no, there's 93, I think, at the last count, and rising. They want them to think, yeah, what could be more natural than taking puberty blockers, then getting, mastectomies in your teens, or having, you know, penis removed or whatever. What could be more natural than that? Well, answer is everything could be more natural than that, because that's plain evil, plain wrong. And these things need to be confronted full on. And that's pretty much what Trump appears to be wanting to do. And the first way you start with the gender thing, the US government, if he's in the White House, will only recognize two genders. And that's because there are only two genders. And we have to send a message around the world that, it's not going to be one of these ones where you can pick your gender from a menu of, dozens and dozens and dozens. This is just mental insanity. And I'm glad to see Donald Trump standing up against it. Because as he said, there's never been a time in history when the sort of warped gender ideology, which is now being taught, happened. And that's because essentially I see Western society is collapsing. It's morally bankrupt, and that's part of the problem. There are no fixed parameters around truth anymore, and reality is being bent out of all shape by people who themselves are mentally ill. I mean, this is the thing. It's the mentally ill who are seeking to pervert the concept of gender. And they'll say, oh, but gender and sex are two totally different things. No, they're not. They're not. They're the same thing. It's exactly the same thing. Don't ever accept the left's lexicon when they twist these things. No, no. Gender, sex, it's two things. What's the difference between weather and climate? It's the same thing. The only difference is time. And this is where we have to challenge back. We have to be really clear and, you know, exercise impeccable judgment ourselves. And that starts with our children. And that starts by saying, as Donald Trump said in that clip, there's two genders and you are assigned your gender at time of birth. Thanks for listening.